Hi. Welcome to the second part of Data Science Interview Questions. This podcast covers most frequently asked data science interview questions with their comprehensive answers. Question 21. What are the feature selection methods used to select the right variables? Answer. There are two main methods for feature selection, that is, filter and wrapper methods. Filter methods, this involves linear discrimination analysis, ANOVA, chi-square. The best analogy for selecting features is bad data in, bad answer out. When we're limiting or selecting the features, it's all about cleaning up the data coming in. Wrapper methods. This involves forward selection. We test one feature at a time and keep adding them until we get a good fit. Backward selection. We test all the features and start removing them to see what works better. Recursive feature elimination. Recursively looks through all the different features and how they pair together. Wrapper methods are very labor-intensive, and high-end computers are needed if a lot of data analysis is performed with the wrapper method. Question 22. How can you avoid overfitting your model? Answer. Overfitting refers to a model that is only set for a very small amount of data and ignores the bigger picture. There are three main methods to avoid overfitting. 1. Keep the model simple. Take fewer variables into account, thereby removing some of the noise in the training data. 2. Use cross-validation techniques, such as K-folds cross-validation. 3. Use regularization techniques, such as lasso, that penalize certain model parameters if they're likely to cause overfitting. Question 23. What are the differences between supervised and unsupervised learning? Answer. Supervised learning uses known and labeled data as input, whereas unsupervised learning uses unlabeled data as input. Supervised learning has a feedback mechanism, while unsupervised learning has no feedback mechanism. The most commonly used supervised learning algorithms are decision trees, logistic regression, and support vector machine. On the other hand, the most commonly used unsupervised learning algorithms are K-means clustering, hierarchical clustering, and a priori algorithm. Question 24. What is variance in data science? Answer. Variance is the value that depicts the individual figures in a set of data which distributes themselves about the mean and describes the difference of each value from the mean value. Data scientists use variance to understand the distribution of a data set. Question 25. What is pruning in a decision tree algorithm? Answer. In data science and machine learning, pruning is a technique which is related to decision trees. Pruning simplifies the decision tree by reducing the rules. Pruning helps to avoid complexity and improves accuracy. Reduced error pruning, cost complexity pruning, etc. are the different types of pruning. Question 26. What is entropy in a decision tree algorithm? Answer. Entropy is the measure of randomness or disorder in the group of observations. It also determines how a decision tree switches to split data. Entropy is also used to check the homogeneity of the given data. If the entropy is 0, then the sample of data is entirely homogeneous, and if the entropy is 1, then it indicates that the sample is equally divided. Question 27. What is a K-fold cross-validation? Answer. The K-fold cross-validation is a procedure used to estimate the model's skill in new data. In K-fold cross-validation, every observation from the original dataset may appear in the training and testing set. K-fold cross-validation estimates the accuracy but does not help you to improve the accuracy. Question 28. What is an RNN, recurrent neural network? Answer. RNN is an algorithm that uses sequential data. RNN is used in language translation, voice recognition, image capturing, etc. There are different types of RNN networks such as one-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-one, and many-to-many. RNN is used in Google's voice search and Apple's Siri. Question 29. What is root cause analysis? Answer. Root cause analysis was initially developed to analyze industrial accidents but is now widely used in other areas. It is a problem-solving technique used for isolating the root causes of faults or problems. A factor is called a root cause if its deduction from the problem-fault sequence averts the final undesirable event from recurring. Question 30. What are recommender systems? Answer. Recommender systems are a subclass of information filtering systems that are meant to predict the preferences or ratings that a user would give to a product. AP value is the measure of the probability of having results equal to or more than the results achieved under a specific hypothesis, assuming that the null hypothesis is correct. This represents the probability that the observed difference occurred randomly by chance. Low p-value, which means values is less than or equal to 0.05, means that the null hypothesis can be rejected and the data is unlikely with true null. High p-value, that is, values is greater than or equal to 0.05, indicates the strength in favor of the null hypothesis. It means that the data is like with true null. P-value equals 0.05 means that the hypothesis can go either way. Question 32. When is resampling done? Answer. Resampling is a methodology used to sample data for improving accuracy and quantify the uncertainty of population parameters. It is done to ensure the model is good enough by training the model on different patterns of a dataset to ensure variations are handled. It is also done in the cases where models need to be validated using random subsets or when substituting labels on data points while performing tests. Question 33. Explain the terms KPI, LIFT, model fitting, robustness, and DOE. Answer. KPI stands for Key Performance Indicator that measures how well the business achieves its objectives. LIFT. This is a performance measure of the target model measured against a random choice model. LIFT indicates how good the model is at prediction versus if there was no model. Model fitting. This indicates how well the model under consideration fits given observations. Robustness. This represents the system's capability to handle differences and variances effectively. DOE stands for the design of experiments, which represents the task design aiming to describe and explain information variation under hypothesized conditions to reflect variables. Question 34. Define confounding variables? Answer. Confounding variables are also known as confounders. These variables are a type of extraneous variables that influence both independent and dependent variables, causing spurious association and mathematical relationships between those variables that are associated but are not casually related to each other. Question 35. What is a computational graph? Answer. A computational graph is also known as a data flow graph. Everything in the famous deep learning library TensorFlow is based on the computational graph. The computational graph in TensorFlow has a network of nodes where each node operates. The nodes of this graph represent operations and the edges represent tensors. Question 36. What are autoencoders? Answer. Autoencoders are learning networks. They transform inputs into outputs with minimum possible errors. So, basically, this means that the output that we want should be almost equal to or as close as to input as follows. Multiple layers are added between the input and the output layer, and the layers that are in between the input and the output layer are smaller than the input layer. It received unlabeled input. This input is encoded to reconstruct the input later. Question 37. What are exploding gradients and vanishing gradients? Answer. Exploding gradients. Let us say that you are training an RNN. Say, you saw exponentially growing error gradients that accumulate, and as a result of this, very large updates are made to the neural network model weights. These exponentially growing error gradients that update the neural network weights to a great extent are called exploding gradients. Vanishing gradients. Let us say again that you are training an RNN. Say, the slope became too small. This problem of the slope becoming too small is called vanishing gradient. It causes a major increase in the training time and causes poor performance and extremely low accuracy. Question 38. What is the difference between an error and a residual error? Answer. An error refers to the difference between the predicted value and the actual value. The most popular means for calculating errors in data science are mean absolute error, MEA, mean squared error, MSE, and root mean squared error, RMSE. While residual is the difference between a group of values observed and their arithmetical mean. An error is generally unobservable, while a residual error can be visualized on a graph. Error represents how observed data differs from the actual population, while a residual represents the way observed data differs from the sample population data. Question 39. What is TF, IDF vectorization? Answer. TFIDF is short for Term Frequency Inverse Document Frequency, is a numerical statistic that is intended to reflect how important a word is to a document in a collection or corpus. It is often used as a weighting factor in information retrieval and text mining. The TFIDF value increases proportionally to the number of times a word appears in the document but is offset by the frequency of the word in the corpus, which helps to adjust for the fact that some words appear more frequently in general. Question 40. Define the term star schema? Answer. It is a traditional database schema with a central table. Satellite tables map IDs to physical names or descriptions and can be connected to the central fact table using the ID fields. These tables are known as lookup tables and are principally useful in real-time applications, as they save a lot of memory. Sometimes star schemas involve several layers of summarization to recover information faster. Thank you for listening to our podcast.